Hello, здравствуйте, and welcome to Inside Out with me, Sam Gerrans, writing from Russia. Today I want to talk about flowers. A lot has to happen to get flowers in England. You've pretty much either got to get married or die. Flower shops exist, but you have to hunt for one, and they keep regular opening hours. Of course, the same people who have you believing there's such a thing as Mothering Sunday, Father's Day, and all the other made-up days of regimented affection are busy trying to get you not only to buy cards on these days, but also to send flowers. Somehow it doesn't quite work, because the English mail, the one who would have to do the bulk of the buying, carrying and giving of said flowers, feels that the second step in this three-step process is, well, a bit puffy. And since it's hard to look tough, carrying a bunch of pansies, the only really enthusiastic male market is flamboyant homosexuals. Not so Russia. Flowers are big business here. Almost every street has at least one flower shop, and many of them are open 24/7. Not only is the giving of flowers acceptable here for red-blooded heterosexuals, it's obligatory. This may seem strange for such a brutal society in love with big, virile status symbols, but the whole problem of potential puffiness has been solved very simply. You carry the flowers with the roots upwards when in transit. This demonstrates two things. Firstly, that these flowers are not yours. You're on the way to give them to someone. And secondly, that not only are you not a puff, you are a masculine superhero on his way to transform the emotional state of some special lady, be it mother, sister, girlfriend or wife. And this gives you bonus points in the eyes of all the women you happen to pass on your way to bestow your gift. The flower market here has set characteristics spiking on certain days. March 8th is one such day. This is the spuriously named International Women's Day. I say spuriously named since I know of no country outside of Eastern Europe where it is celebrated. This holiday began life in the crucible of Eastern European feminist man-hating and man-baiting, but has since softened into a cross between St. Valentine's Day and Mothering Sunday. In practice, it's the one day of the year when women don't have to wash up. But woe betide any man who goes home on March 8th without flowers. But this day is strategically placed in a time of year where no flowers grow naturally. This means the flower shops have you between a rock and a hard place. And do they know it? Prices will double and triple over this 24-hour period. Just as the Romans adopted all the most useful aspects of the nations they conquered and then applied them to conquer yet more nations, so Russia has adopted all the national holidays of any country anyone from Russia has been on holiday to, and the country uses them as a reason not to go to work. So now we also have St. Valentine's Day in Russia, which is almost as non-negotiable as International Women's Day, and also falls suspiciously on a day when no flowers can be found on the ground. But this is just the beginning. You'd better take flowers on your first few dates, or, believe me, the relationship is not going to progress. Women's birthdays have a strong flowers flavour to them, as does meeting women off long-distance trains and at airports. Then there are guilt flowers, flowers you take home because you've been working really hard and your wife hasn't seen you for a month. Spontaneous flowers, flowers you take home because you're in a good mood and want to cheer your wife up. Flowers for the mother-in-law, funeral flowers, flowers for clients' birthdays, and flowers on graves. Of course, we have some of this in the UK, but the scale is tiny compared to here. But if you're going to buy flowers in Russia, there are a few things you need to know. Firstly, and most crucially, unless you're taking flowers to a funeral or to a wake, unlike in the UK, wakes are repeated on set numbers of days after the funeral, you need to buy an odd number of flowers only. Even numbers of flowers connote death, and are only to be given on days associated with death, unless you're buying flowers such as forget-me-nots or anything with an uncountable number of heads in the bunch, and in that case you can get what you like. Then there are types of flowers. Russians are hugely superstitious people, and if you don't want to alienate your friends, you just have to work with that. Certain types of flowers mean certain things. So when buying flowers, I tell the flower seller what the occasion is and then work to strike a happy medium between my budget and what the flower seller says I should take. But in all cases, any flower seller worth her salt will know what to steer you clear of. Unsurprisingly, a lot of people want to muscle in on the flower trade here. Not only are there well-controlled flower operations throughout any city, you will also see a secondary underground market provided by little old ladies. Their flowers will be about half the price of the flower shops and often involve much prettier and more imaginative bouquets. The flower shops get the police to move the little old ladies out of the street every now and then, and these flora-peddling geriatrics have to keep their wits about them. They're particularly numerous at traditional meeting places such as Tretyakovskaya Metro, or outside or even inside other metro stations. I bought some flowers recently from a very healthy-looking old lady on my way to the metro. It was a really beautiful bouquet composed of flowers from a water meadow, sprinkled with cow parsley and cradled in a shell of leaves. She wanted 300 rubles, about £6, for them. I didn't argue, as they would have cost at least twice that in a shop, and anyway, I prefer to give my money to people who really need it. The money and flowers changed hands. The old lady was pleased at having made a sale. "I wish you success on your date," she said. "They're for my wife," I said. A look spread across the old lady's face like I'd just restored her faith in humanity. "What a good lad," she beamed. As I set off in the direction of the metro, I turned the flowers upside down and took them roots first, and thought to myself, "And I'm not a poof." And on that note, I'll close this week's issue of Inside Out. Until next time, this is Sam Gerrans in Russia saying goodbye and до свидания.